We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us. Way of Truth broadcast originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avani Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. And so Jesus Christ did go to Calvary for me. He went to Calvary for you. And the Bible tells us that whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. The Bible also tells us that God so loved the world, so that's the world of people. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So God did not predetermine who would be saved and who would be lost. He has given us the responsibility of choosing whom we would serve. And of course, his Bible, his word, teaches us that he would have us to choose life and not death. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and this broadcast service to our precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one who is in our congregation, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will reach hearts and will bless souls. We also pray that you'll remember them and the burdens, the cares, and the concerns that they may have. For you told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. And I know that you care for those in our congregation today, and we're praying that you will minister to each and to every one. These things we pray in Jesus' name and for thy glory. Amen. The Way of True Singers continue the musical part of our broadcast service, singing for us now, Kind Shepherd.
The shepherd looked out saw this little sheep, unclaimed and unloved. He could have left you to die all alone, but the shepherd called his name and he followed him home. Kind shepherd feeds him in pastures so green, let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green. Sought for peace in a far distant land. He longed for the touch of a kind, tender hand. Then he met Jesus, and somehow he knew his soul had found peace and his searching was true. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green. Let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures.
And now on today's broadcast, we have the privilege, as our guest speaker, Brother Marion Trisler, Jr., pastor of the Church of God in Jonesville, Louisiana. We trust that the Lord will bless him and you as he comes to bring us the Word of God on today's broadcast.
It is indeed a privilege this morning, or today, to share the gospel message and news, good news with you. Thank you, Brother Alvin, for your introduction. We invite you to turn with us to the Ephesian letter, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1. We'll be reading from verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, having predestined us unto adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And we would like to share with you this morning, today rather, a title, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Grace. Cruden's Concordance tells us that grace is the free mercy of God, or the enjoyment of his favor. The American Dictionary tells us it is the unmerited favor of God. Amazing indeed and wonderful,
yes,
causing
amen.
Great pleasure. Why is it so amazing and so wonderful? Notice our text, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, remission of sins and redemption through the blood of Jesus. It was because of our sins that we were captivated, and we cannot be released from our captivity but by the remission of our sins. And only through the shed blood of Jesus do we have access to the remission of our sins. For the guilt and stain of sin could in no other wise be removed other than the blood of the Lamb of God.
True.
John cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." All our spiritual blessings flow down to us in that stream. This great benefit, which comes freely to us, was dearly bought and paid for by our blessed Lord, and yet it is according to the riches of God's grace and free mercies of God that we receive it. The forgiveness of sins. Oh, what a glorious thought. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in the second chapter of this same letter. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, or our works, or our life, in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up to sit together, to make us together, sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What a glorious thought. Yes, our old sins blotted out, washed clean by the blood of the Lamb of God. Praise his holy name. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. I have placed you. Where has he placed us? That's a question, isn't it? In his glorious church. He has placed us in his glorious church, the redeemed. In Acts chapter 2, 47, tells us, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. That is the only way you can get into the church, is to be saved and born again and washed clean. Amen. In the blood of the Lamb of God, who suffered on Calvary's hill and to redeem us and purchase us back from our captivity in sin. Solomon's letter, chapter 6, 9 and 10. My dove beyond the fowl is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one that bear her. Yes, we are by the spiritual birth. She is our mother. The church is our mother. Who is she that looketh forth in the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, terrible as an army with banners? It is she, the church of the living God. John, while he was on the Isle of Patmos, was shown a vision of her. John saw her coming down from God out of heaven. Yes, she was prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, coming down from God out of heaven. Heavenly born, sent from God, adorned with righteousness, holiness, a bride for her husband. Yes, indeed, the church is the bride of Christ. And what a beautiful bride she is. She is without spot and without blemish. Oh, the amazing grace of God. It is an amazing grace of God that we have access into this glorious institution. And when we are in that, we are one in Christ. And it is good to worship him and serve him out of the trueness of our heart.
Amen.
We praise him this morning. And Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus, in talking to his disciples, he said, here I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, talking to Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No, dear hearts, the gates of hell, the councils of hell, cannot prevail against God's church. Although we are tried, although we are tempted, and sometimes it seems like the flood will overflow us, but God is there. He is standing at the wheel. He is a pilot. He is our Savior. He is our deliverer, and he stands at the right hand to make intercession for us and give us the victory again and again. Praise his holy name. Yes, dear hearts, according to the riches of his grace, we are saved. This is indeed amazing. Remember David in writing that beautiful 103rd Psalm. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction,
Yes, and who crowneth thee with loving kindness, who satisfy our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed as the eagles. That is such a beautiful, beautiful psalm. It tells us of God's love and mercy to us, and how we can meditate upon the beautiful words of life. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Yes, we bless him out of our Amen. Soul. It is only that soul that can bless our loving God of heaven as we pour out our soul unto him. And it is amazing grace of God that we are permitted to do so. Yes, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all the benefits, who forgiveth all our sins. He forgives us of all our sins and cleanses us from all
our Yes, who forgiveth all our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. This is amazing, isn't it? Yes, dear ones. And also, he renews us. He renews us. Yes, indeed, the Apostle Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. That is what the blood of Christ and the amazing grace of God does for us. And we should rejoice and be grateful and thankful to the mighty God of heaven for doing so. Let us think on these great riches today and rejoice in them. In the book of Titus, Paul writes here in chapter 2, verse 11, for the grace of God, yes, the grace of God that bringeth salvation, that bringeth deliverance, that delivers us out of the cesspool of sin and sets our feet on a rock and cleanses us. Yes, dear hearts, it is the grace of God that bringeth salvation, and it has appeared unto all men. This wonderful way has appeared unto all men. God sent Jesus, his beloved Son, in this sin-benighted, sin-cursed world on purpose to die for our sins on Calvary's Hill. What a wonderful thing to know this today, that God loves us so much, that he sent his only begotten Son. Here we have a great privilege of the riches of his grace. As we look in Romans chapter 5 this morning, today I pray, God, that you'll just travel there with me, and we'll read from chapter 5 in Romans, and it says this here. Therefore, or for this reason, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that a lovely word and a lovely thought? Yeah. Therefore, for this reason, for the reason that Christ died, that for the reason he paid the price to set us free from the bondage of sin and Satan. Therefore, being justified, we are being made just by the blood of Jesus Christ, Amen. Our loving Savior. And through this, through faith, it brings peace. Peace to the soul. Oh, thank the Lord for that wonderful peace. That joy that flows from heaven down to our soul. We rejoice in it. And truly, it is amazing. It is so amazing, we hardly know how to comprehend it. Because we are human and we don't know how to comprehend something so great as the amazing grace of God. And also, he said here, by whom also we have access by faith into grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Yes, we have here that second work, this second work, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, wherein God comes in. The Holy Spirit sets upon the throne of our heart, purifying our heart, cleansing us from that Adamic nature, that tendency to sin, and gives us power to resist. Give us power over sin. No, we don't have to sin. No, sir. I do not believe that we have to sin more or less every day. No, sir. God has made us free from that through this amazing grace. And he is still helping us and giving us victory over Satan and sin. Indeed, this is an amazing indeed, children. Oh, yes. And God is still working with us. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And we need that patience so we can stand in the gap and make up the hedges. Dear hearts, oh yes, we can stand the tribulation because we have that amazing grace.
Marvelous, is it not? Yes, God has provided a beautiful plan, a perfect plan, Amen. Whereby we can have victory every day of our life. Surely I get discouraged. We all get discouraged from time to time, and someone comes along and drops a little honeycomb upon our lips and makes it sweet to us, and then we begin to rise up and give victory, Lord, to you and praise to you. He has raised us up, Paul said. Well, we're not down there in the slime pits of sin any longer. No, he has raised us up to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank the good Lord today for victory. Praise of his holy Amen. Name. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Yes, we must go through that dark tunnel from time to time. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. This is a consolation. Wherever we go, whatever walk of life we go through, God is there with us. He will never leave us, neither will he ever forsake us. He said, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Your promises hold me up. And thank God today for the beautiful promises of God, where he said, I will never leave you, or I will never forsake you. Dear hearts, it is a privilege to serve the mighty God of heaven in such a manner. He is the almighty God. Yes, indeed. And patience, experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Yes, the Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit to us. Yes, on the day of Pentecost, he came down in a mighty way, purifying the hearts of those there. And he has been with us to purify our hearts. Yes, we have access unto this wherein we stand. We stand upon the Holy Word this morning and thank God for his power. Yes, dear hearts, God is a wonderful God, and that thank amazing grace is so abundantly and so amazing. Praise his holy name this morning. Yes, it brings spiritual joy. Oh, what joy it is in serving God. It is a privilege, to wake up out of our sleep in the morning and feel that presence of God walking with us. As we go out into the world, we can feel his holy presence leading and directing us, putting a stop upon us where the devil is trying to lead us astray. What a privilege to serve the mighty God of heaven. It brings spiritual joy. It brings peace. It brings love, yes, and contentment. Oh, I never knew what love was until I turned my heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come in and sit upon the throne of my heart. Then I knew something about agape love, that pure, undefiled love. It flows from heaven, from the God of heaven. Oh yes, joy. Joy, and it overflows, dear heart. God has raised us up together to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the Apostle Paul said. Oh, what joy. Sitting in heavenly places and serving God and praising God and all worldly things all down in the valley below. Yes, dear hearts, we are raised out of that old valley of sin and brought upon to the mountaintop to serve the great God of heaven. What a privilege, and how amazing is that grace. And indeed, it is amazing. The psalmist said in the 46th Psalm, verse 4 and 5, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the church of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Oh, yes, dear heart, there is a river. Yes, indeed. And you know, the psalmist said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither. When the trials and the temptations come, when the afflictions come, oh, we'll not wither, no, dear hearts, because we have been planted in his love by that river that never runs dry. Thank you today, Lord, for such an encouraging scripture. Yes, indeed, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's what the book says. saith, but the ungodly are not so. No, the ungodly are not so. They're like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Yes, there's no foundation there. There's no joy. There's no peace there. There's no love there. The ungodly, yes, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. No, and there are sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous by this amazing grace. And the ungodly, and he also knows those that are ungodly, for they shall perish, the Bible says. And we need to really get a hold of this amazing grace and turn to God and give our hearts. Oh, America, we need God. Amen. I love my wonderful nation. I love my wonderful country. I love it. I gave my time in the army back there years ago for my country, and I love it. But I dislike what I'm seeing today. They're falling away from God, going away from God. Even some people have the indignity to say, I don't even believe in God. What a sad state that is, dear hearts. Don't believe God. The fool is said in his heart, there's no God. There is a God. Even observing the elements and the vegetation, the trees and whatever, would know there's a supreme being. I believe in God with all my heart. I know there is a God, for He dwells in me. He lives in me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, he said, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Yes, indeed, dear hearts. God will help her, and that right early. There in the 21st chapter of Revelation, verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Yes, God tabernacles with us. Our God, the only one, our religion whereby a man's God comes and lives in him. He lives in us, and he says right on down here a little further, God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with him and be their God. He is our God. We're talking about the Almighty God of heaven. Yes, he is so big, he fills the whole universe, and yet so small he lives in my heart. Yes, what a privilege that is indeed to have God living in us. Praise his holy name. In the 16th chapter of Psalms, verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there is pleasure forevermore. Yes, dear hearts, listen to it. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Yes, and it is a beautiful path when we're living for God and pleasing God and praising God. Yes, listen, dear one, and listen to this in 2 Corinthians 12:9. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Yes, for every occasion, God's grace is sufficient. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Thank you for tuning us in today. I trust what we've said has been a blessing. God bless.
Thank you, Brother Junior. Brother Junior Trissler, pastor of the Church of God in Jonesville, Louisiana, bringing us the message on today's broadcast. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. Now we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempter's luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. Fearless stand, and with His grace. strength to yield unto the tempting throne. For God is always strong and true to help and keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust. And with this grace and strength be.